This is the January 24th, 2019 Thursday letter from me, Principal Jane Heffron. I grew up on a dirt road which had deep ditches on each side. Playing outdoors was not scheduled into our days, it was our days. When we got in my mom's hair in the house, her go-to directive was, get outside and play. Playing involved a full range of activities, running and playing pretend games in the woods, pick up ball games with the many other kids who lived within our half mile, hiding out under the low branches of the tall pines, and sometimes riding bikes. Despite the endless freedoms we had, there would come a time in most seasons when we got tired of whatever we had been playing. It was during these times that we were outlandishly happy for any weather that changed the dirt road to another texture. Mud and ice were favorites. Ice was especially good when we got bikes out, clipped a playing card to the spokes for sound effects, then pedaled helter-skelter on the ice-covered road, skidding, sliding, daring each other to get as close as possible to the edge, and often falling off into the edge, into the ditch. I don't remember injuries, although I'm sure there must have been many. What I do remember is the exhilaration of running or pedaling or sliding off that edge as we played, as all in as we could. Today during recess, I was reminded of these memories as I watched kids playing all in, as fully as they could in the snow. For some students, it meant building a fort with other kids. Some were sliding over and over down our small hills. Kids experienced the high speeds that are possible when going down the slide wearing snow pants. Others fully immersed themselves in the snow, laying stock still for long minutes, rolling, sliding, tumbling, crawling, running, and throwing themselves full body, face first, into the snow. It was a beautiful sight, and the timing is just right as our students had reached that saturation point of playground games or play that I know so well from all those decades ago when we simply craved a change. We're happy to have the snow. Please note that all students need to wear boots at recess. This helps prevent snow, ice, salt from coming back into the classrooms as children change out of boots when they come inside. Ah, snow. An important part of our job at school is to foster children's independence in both academic and social-emotional ways. One approach we use to do this is the Gradual Release of Responsibility, or GRR, model. GRR is relevant both in the classroom and in life in general. At the 40,000-foot level, this model is based on learning from a more knowledgeable other and gradually taking on full responsibility for the learning. In shorthand, it is, I do, we do, you do. Think of one of the things your children have learned to do at home, loading the dishwasher, for example. In the beginning, you are doing it completely with them watching. You may be talking aloud about why you place things in a certain specific order or orientation. I put the plates facing this side of the dishwasher because they get cleaner this way. After this happens many times, you do it together, with you providing feedback. That is just the right way to put the glasses in front of the cups. You probably want to put the spoons in among the forks. This is the we do phase. Following this, the more knowledgeable other, in this case you, steps aside and the learner takes on full responsibility for the task, with ongoing monitoring from you as needed. This is the model used in the classrooms with mini lessons. The first part of the lesson is the teacher telling students what he or she is going to teach, showing it with modeling or demonstration, having students do guided practice with high feedback, and then practicing it independently with teacher intermittent feedback. We're at the midpoint of this school year, and it's a good time to step back and recognize and celebrate our students' learning and to picture where we want them to be at the end of the year. I'm giving this much thought today, as children had so many items of clothing to put on before going outside. I encourage you as well to take stock of where your children have grown in independence this year and where there are current opportunities. Winter clothing is an opportunity for many students. If your child of any age cannot put on their shoes, boots, snow pants, coat, hat, and gloves independently, Consider the gradual release of responsibility model and what small steps you can take to move them along the independence path. Use this lens across their days. Do they pack their own lunch, their own backpack? Choose clothes to wear for school, from acceptable choices you've made ahead of time, of course. Does your child initiate doing their daily reading or dream box on his or her own? As we grow kids who will become competent adults someday, we need to start at the earliest ages, building their skills and independence. To close out this week, I'm going to give you just the facts. Friday, January 25th, that's tomorrow, is a half day for students. They're dismissed at 11:30. They'll need a snack, but no lunch, unless they're going to an after-school program. Second, dogs are not allowed on school grounds at all, ever. Please keep dogs off the grounds at all times. Picture the children rolling in the snow, eating it, and diving face first into it. We don't want this to include anything dogs leave behind. Thank you. Finally, the Whitefish Bay Police Department has received complaints about Cumberland drivers blocking residents' driveways during drop-off and pickup. They've asked that all drivers be considerate of those that live on the streets bordering Cumberland School. The Whitefish Bay Police Department will take enforcement action against violations they observe. And to avoid making the traffic issues worse, citations will be mailed rather than making contact with the violating vehicle. I hope that's not you, and if it is, please just avoid parking in front of someone's driveway. Have a great weekend. I'm signing off. This is Jane Heffron.